Today we celebrate the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. Translation of the epistle from St. Paul to the Roman. Brethren, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. If there be another commandment, it is comprised in this word: thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. The love of our neighbor worketh no evil. Love, therefore, is the fulfilling of the law. Translation of the Gospel from St. Matthew. At that time, when Jesus entered into the boat, his disciples followed him, and behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves. But he was asleep, and his disciples came to him and awaked him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus saith to them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then, rising up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. But the men wondered, saying, What manner of man is this? For the winds and the sea obey him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, in today's Gospel, when the apostles suddenly wake up, when they wake up Jesus, he says to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? And these words today are for us. Why are you fearful? The apostles' reaction to the storm reflects their lack of complete trust in God. The storm is a reality of the weather, but the storm is also a symbol of the trials and troubles that each one of us experience in this earthly life. While some are more storm-tossed and some less, in a certain sense, we can say that we are all in the same boat. It is clear from Jesus' word that the apostles were weak in their trust in Jesus, of little faith, he said. Apparently, they relied on their own abilities, on their own efforts, and they appealed to him only as a last resort. They wake Christ up as if he did not know their needs, and as if he could not help them even as he was sleeping. They also awaken him in panic because they were frightened to death. They are near despair, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. With the author of life in the same boat with them, they fear death by drawing. So it is clear that they did not have yet complete trust in Jesus. And also it is clear that Jesus is testing them. He tested their faith in order to make their faith stronger and deeper. Saint Mark, in his account of this miracle, adds here that the apostle said, Master, Is it no concern to you that we perish? Then Jesus asked them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Our Lord indicates here that faith should lead our life. Faith includes not only to believe in the dogma, in the teaching, in the doctrine taught by Jesus, but also faith includes complete trust and confidence in Him and in His providence. And sometimes often we do not understand what God allows in our life. And it's possible to tell Him, I do not understand, but I trust in you. Your ways are not my ways, but I know that your ways are greater than mine. So Jesus here puts His finger on the real cause of fear, not the storm, trials, or temptations, but a lack of trust in Him. And we all need trust in God, this trust in God is not only a nice feeling, no, it's reliance on the help of divine providence. So it contains an aspect also of hope when placed in God. Having confidence, He will give us the grace we need to remain faithful to Him and to overcome the obstacles and difficulties and hardships of daily life. During this conversation, I bet that this conversation was short, because when you are in the midst of a storm on a lake, it's difficult. During this conversation, Jesus was laying down, continuing to rest, and the storm was raging with violence above them. We see here that Jesus was more concerned about their interior life of faith than He was about the storm and the waves. Then Jesus stood up and rebukes the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. Saint Matthew is telling us here that Jesus not only drives out devils, cures the sick, raises the dead, and so forth, He also commands the forces of nature and they obey Him. And this is a sign, an obvious sign of His divinity. He is not a mere man. He is true man and true God. The apostles were amazed at seeing this, and they said, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? No one can ignore Jesus, because He changed things. He made the lame walk, taught the simple, gave sight to the blind, healed the sick, comforted the afflicted, and afflicted the comfortable. His teaching, the teaching given by Jesus, is not complex or exclusive. It is a simple and applicable teaching, applicable to everyone and everywhere, even on a boat shaken by the strength of a big storm. This boat shaken is also an image of our soul. Jesus is resting in our souls. And we have to be careful and to be very attentive. This presence of God, we cannot lose it. So it is our best possession. Jesus is staying in this inner boat that is my soul. The boat shaken by the waves also symbolizes the Catholic Church. Our tormented epoch is a good opportunity for us to improve and to strengthen our faith in the sanctity of the church founded and driven by Jesus Christ himself. And in this time, the church is a suffering church, and these sufferings seem endless, and we are tempted by impatience and to tell the good Lord, what are you doing with your church? The boat is shaken and you are sleeping. This reality should develop in our soul a deeper love for the church. If your mother is in pain, suddenly your love is deeper and stronger, and you would do the best for her. Do we have the same attitude for our mother, the Holy Church? We should expect storms and trials in this life as a testing of our faith. God does not tempt us, but God allows us to be tempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Even when we think God pays no attention to us, we should trust in his concern for us because he's a good father. And we should trust in his divine power and persevere in prayer and good works, saying, Lord, help us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.